Drivers across the Lower Mainland, including the Tri-Cities, are fueling up at shockingly high prices. But there are some deals close to home, according to GasBuddy. Along Loheed Highway in Coquitlam, several gas stations are selling regular gas at $2.16 per liter. That's relatively cheap, compared with nearly $2.33 in New Westminster at the Chevron on Braid Street this morning, September 27, and nearly $2.34 at the Petro-Canada station at 1401 Johnson Street in Coquitlam. Here's what GasBuddy is reporting today. Coquitlam Mobil and Canadian Superstore at 3000 Loheed Highway, $216.50. Husky at 2649 Loheed Highway, $216.50. Chevron at 2705 Loheed Highway, $216.90. In Port Coquitlam, meanwhile, the Petro-Canada, at 1523 Prairie Avenue, was $216.90 yesterday, September 26, according to GasBuddy. But today, most gas stations are selling regular fuel for just over $2.29 per liter. In Port Moody, the Shell gas station at 2405 St. John Street was selling regular gas today, September 27, for nearly $2.34 per liter. Costco, which typically has among the cheapest fuel, is selling regular gas for nearly $2.34 per liter at the 2370 Ottawa Street store. Despite the fact global oil prices have been falling since July, gasoline prices in Metro Vancouver shot up from about $1.95 last week to $2.20 per liter Saturday. They then shot up another 13 cents per liter to a record $2.33 per liter Sunday at some gas stations, though by the end of the day, some of those retail gas stations had lowered their prices to around $2.18 per liter, according to the Tri-City News sister paper Business in Vancouver. According to Dan McTeague of GasWizard, drivers will likely pay $2.33 per liter over the next few days. That's because of some refinery shutdowns, which has curtailed the flow of gas to local stations. A maintenance shutdown at a refinery in Ferndale, Wash, and a batched pipeline, the Olympic Pipeline, serving refineries in the Pacific Northwest is down for maintenance, McTeague said. However, McTeague said gas prices in Metro Vancouver could go up another 2 cents Wednesday, but that British Columbians can then expect to see gas prices start to drop by the end of this week as refineries and pipelines come back online. With files from Nelson Bennett, BIV,